I have a lot of faith that like God does everything for a reason and God has something, you know, better for me, you know. Hi guys, welcome back.
Hey, we just lost the whole prayer.
Okay. Oh, we did. No, but that's fine.
Yeah. It's between us and God.
Yes, of course. Is mine not green?
It is green. Okay. I just have to remember to look down. We're on the mini mics, guys.
We're on mini mics, guys.
Listen, you got to start small before you can get big.
We're going to come through with the audio.
Literally.
Some way or another.
They're like, shut up. I know. Okay.
We're on mini mics today.
Imagine doing that.
We're on mini mics today.
I wish you guys could see us.
I know, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to.
Kiana.
Okay, welcome back.
Hi, guys. P's over here packing. She's leaving.
She's leaving us today. This time last year, well, not this time, but last time she left, we recorded an episode 2. So it's only right that we record another one today as she leaves us for the UK.
She's literally packing in the background.
She's not mic'd up, so you might not hear her. But yeah, she's packing. We're taking her to the airport later on tonight. And
next time we'll see her. I'll see her in April.
You want to say
why? I can't take you seriously.
You want to say why?
Guys, Kiana's face is peeling. I'm so, I can't.
We'll address that when it's time to. I think we have some bigger fish to fry.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I'll see her in April. Her and I are going to take a business little trip to Greece, which is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then Kiana and I are going to see her again in July. We're going to celebrate her birthday with her in London.
Yeah, so exciting.
It's going to be so exciting.
I'm so fun.
It'll be my first time. Is it your first time?
I'm to London. No, I was born there.
I knew you were the...
No. I've been to Germany, in Amsterdam, in Denmark, but okay. I don't think I've ever been to London.
Oh, exciting. Exciting time this
year. Get my passport renewed. But yeah. So that's when we'll see P again, but we're doing another recap episode for you guys. Yay. We left off on Valentine's Day with our last episode of Fall in Love, they said.
And that was the episode's title, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fitting. We'll kick it off with Valentine's Day for me. It was pretty good. I mean, it was great. It was my first Valentine's Day with my boyfriend. We went to dinner at this really nice place called La Tomate. No, I'm saying that wrong, but it's a really cute Italian restaurant in DuPont Circle.
I don't think I ever asked you how it went.
It was very good. Very authentic Italian vibes. Like, we got in there and there was like a little bit of a wait, and they gave us like champagne just for that. Everything had like roses everywhere. It was beautiful, and it was just like very like Italian-y vibes. Like,
I love that.
Pasta was fresh, like the food was amazing, service was top notch, like everything was just beautiful. And they even gave us like a little tiramisu dessert for free as well. Like, it was just nice.
Was it like intimate, small?
Yeah
like, it gave me that vibe.
Mood lighting. So yeah, and then after that we wanted dessert, but you know, like with places like that, the dessert can be very like specific. So we were like, we want a piece of cake. And then I saw like Milk Bar. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Yes, you went there.
Yeah, we went there afterwards and got like a slice of red cheesecake cake and ate it in the car, and it was just like cute vibes. It was very cute. I love that. Yeah.
Dang, I really never asked you.
No, you didn't. No, it was really nice, though. It was really nice. He's a very romantic man, so.
I love that.
He's very good at romancing me, surprising me. Like, he even had, like, my face socks on. I had no idea he had
I love that. When you send that picture, I was like, aww.
Like, he didn't even mention it the whole night, and I just, like, saw my face on his socks. I was like, what is that? It's like, I wore them. It's like, oh. Aww. He was really good at, like, just, like, making me feel special. So
that's so good. Thanks. I always think about how, like, we all broke up with him a couple
girl,
times.
Girl, let me tell y'all how I missed my blessing. 100 times. And you know what's so funny is, like, when I first gave him my number, he texted me and he said, "It's the man of your dreams." Oh. And I, of course, me, I'm like, "Boy, you barely even a friend right now." He knows that. This isn't any news, because I know you're listening. I love you. Okay? Calm down. But now I tell him all the time, I'm like, "You really are, like, the man of my dreams."
I love you guys. I love you guys together. When he came to Night of Faith, mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh!" I saw him crying. I was like, "Oh!"
We were talking about that the other day.
Great worship night.
Yeah, he was like, "Somebody was cutting onions in there."
It was just so powerful, yeah. And like I told you this before, but like Angela really gives me a vibe and energy from like a really old friend of mine who passed away. He was like my best friend at the time. And it's just like that caring, mm-hmm. lovey teddy bear. Yeah. And I'm like, I see so much of him mm-hmm. in Angelo. And I'm just like, oh,
when
I
we were on
this.
Vacation, this like drunk man came up to me, like literally got in my face and was like, "I just want to let you know your man is a teddy bear."
Aww.
He is a gentle, sweet man. And I was like, "He is."
Be nice to him.
He is. Yana. I'll be nice. But yeah.
I love this so much for you. Oh, I'm so happy.
So unexpected. But
I know.
God gonna do what he wanna do.
He really is. God is definitely gonna be Goddy.
Yeah, he has his hand all over our lives, and like even when things don't like work out how we think they should, you can still feel his presence, you know. He never takes away or without replacing with better.
Yeah. So I believe it.
Yeah.
I definitely do believe it. God is always intentional with everything he does, you know. You know, I think that for me, I don't even know how to bring it up.
I know, girl. I was like.
So things for me didn't go well, I want to say, for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If anything, I broke up with my boyfriend. And it's just been like, I mean, I don't want to go into so much detail, but mm-hmm. like it's definitely been a time coming,
yeah.
Where we just don't align, and I know that, yeah, I was happy, you know, and I seemed happy, but it was just like I was gonna have to settle, mm-hmm. you know. And the thing was that, like, I'm someone who's done so much work mm-hmm. that I need someone who is gonna like meet me halfway or even better. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying like
come
perfect, because it's not, but we're going to definitely grow together. But I think I just was further ahead than mm-hmm. he was. And in the beginning, you know, I would tell Kiana and P like, okay, well, you know, he's the total opposite for me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I need that for balance, you know, but then as more time we spent together, I just started realizing that like, why do I feel like I need to settle for something mm-hmm. like that? You know, like, why do I feel like I need to hold someone's hand
yeah.
and teach this person how to love me, you know? And in the beginning, I was like, okay, well, you know, I have patience, you know, because yeah. if it's one thing I learned in this relationship is to have patience,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the old me, I would just get up and walk away,
yeah.
you know? And I really did stick through it for the last 2 months. I want to say I wasn't really like, you know, feeling loved the way that I wanted to be mm-hmm. loved. And I honestly was just being patient, like, he's going to come around, mm-hmm. you know? And it just wasn't happening for me. And yeah. I was like, you know what? Like, I've done so much work, and I need someone who is going to lead me, grow together, and not someone who I have to hold their hand
yeah.
in every single moment, be like, this is how I need you to love me. Mm-hmm. You know, I want someone who I know I deserve, someone who I'm not going to have to say all these things
yeah.
to, or maybe say it once, you know, and then I don't repeat myself again, you
yeah.
know? So
there's always going to be like a learning curve. You're learning how to love each other. And I think there's a difference between learning how to love each other and like showing someone how to love.
Yeah.
Like, it's not our place to show people how to love. That's God's mm-hmm. place. So I think like you had to experience the latter part, which is like you're starting from literally ground zero when you're like already halfway there.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's basically like, how can you love someone if you don't love yourself? You
exactly.
know? And it's just like, it's not fair on you to already come loving yourself and having to like literally handhold somebody through
yeah.
that part of like, which they should already be like
doing them on their own.
Yeah. And, you know, again, like I said, I deserve someone who's done the healing mm-hmm. work, you know? And, again, you know, like, you know, I'm such a helper, yeah. you know, and I think most of us girls can relate. Mm-hmm. Like, we love to help.
We want to fix
people. And we want to fix people. Mm-hmm. But, like, one thing I told myself moving forward was, you know, like, I will no longer be in another relationship where I need to fix someone, yeah. you know? And I kind of felt like I was trying to fix him mm-hmm. at one point, you know? And I was like, I can't do this, you yeah. know? Like, it's not fair to me, you know, that, like, I've done the work, but you have it, yeah. you know, and of course, in the beginning, I was like, you know, let me help you. Let me give you little tips here and there. But like, he just really wasn't taking the tips, yeah. you know, he wasn't taking it. I would tell him things, you know, I would give him details on what I needed, mm-hmm. you know, and it just wasn't being given to me, you yeah. know.
I think men need a woman's like guidance, mm-hmm. but it's like you said, like there has to be some proof of like learning and yeah. growing, like
yeah
it can't just fall on deaf ears, you mm-hmm. know, like I'm wasting my energy and my time and my voice, like
yeah,
and you're showing me, like men are all about actions, you know, mm-hmm. you're showing me like where you want to be in my life by the actions you're doing, so
exactly. And like for me, you guys, a lot of you guys know, like I've been single for years, yeah. you know, before this relationship, and again, it's just like I done the work, mm-hmm. I'm not perfect, yeah. I know there's so much more work, you know, that I need to do, but like I can no longer be fixing anyone else, you yeah. know? And we were just very different. We mm-hmm. just didn't align on a lot of things. You know, in the beginning, it was just, you know, honeymoon, yeah. getting to know each other. He pursued me. He was doing all the good things. And then I felt like once he had me, it was just more of like, okay, I got the girl now. So let yeah. me just kind of put her to the side. So I was feeling neglected a lot, mm-hmm. you know? So, but I'm at peace and I'm happy and I'm very happy with the decision I made. Mm-hmm. You know, like for me, like Kiana knows me, like once I make a decision, like
girl, she don't, I was shocked. I was more, it was literally like my breakup last year of like when she cut her hair, I was like more devastated for her. Cause I was like, is everybody okay? Like, you know, like I'm experiencing this like love that I've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to like go through that while also my best friend, I'm watching her get the complete opposite. And it's just like, it sucks to see that. But I'm also like so proud of you for like being strong enough to be like, no, I deserve this, because people would have stayed in this. Yeah. Like it was good enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was good enough, but it's not what you deserve.
I mean, it definitely checked other boxes.
Girl, yes.
Like, you know, and but I'm like, no, I need the other part yeah. too. You know?
I always think about, it's like our romantic relationships, even our friendship should be like an earthly form of what God's love for us. And yeah. like, I always like have to ask, like, is this God's best for me? Because it can't be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not in regards to myself, but do that going no, on. No.
It just reminds me when I told you guys in the beginning, when I first started dating Justin, I was like, y'all, I think this girl, is the one
I
for
know.
Me.
I literally
and if God got better for me. Oh my God!
I was like, and now we're shooting. Sorry, God. This is going to age well on the podcast. We over here gassing him up. But you know, it's a learning lesson. Like, and I feel like we are really good at like owning our, not even mistakes. It's just mm-hmm. like owning our life. You know, taking accountability. Like. Things will ebb and flow, like, you know, like I'm super out there with like posting my relationship
yeah.
because it's like it's a highlight of my life and mm-hmm. like Instagram is a highlight reel, mm-hmm. you know, so I feel like it's like who cares, like if we don't I can't even get the word out because it's not gonna happen, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if we were to make it to that point where we want to make it to, like, who cares, like, if you post them or, you know, like,
yeah.
it's just about, like,
yeah, no.
living your life, like, in the moment and then, but like, adjusting when things go another way.
No, I mean, you know, like, for me, it's, like, I have faith. I have mm-hmm. so much faith, you know. I'm at so much peace. You know, like, I've mentioned to you guys before, you know, in this relationship, I also got that, like, the spiritual guidance, mm-hmm. that leader to help me through it. And I was telling her, I was just like, I'm just at so much peace.
Yeah.
Because like I have so much faith that like this is what I felt in my gut that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know? And yes, of course, like I had my moment of where like the other day I was telling the girls, I was like, okay, y'all, I think I'm a little sad.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just more of like it was more you're sadness grieving. Of like feeling mm-hmm. alone mm-hmm. and like, okay, I'm single again, you know, like
for the past, what, 4 or 5 months, I was with this guy every weekend, you know? So now it's like back to just single me again. And it wasn't anything of like, oh my God, I'm sad. I want him back in my life. Cause I honestly, like, you know, with all respect, like I don't, you know, like I didn't feel that need of like, I need him back in my life, you know? So I am at so much peace. I have a lot of faith that like God does everything for a reason and God has something, you know, better for me, you know, whether is him taking him and working on him, you know, or he has someone else for me, you know, and I know that because I know that God knows that I deserve what I deserve, you know, so. Yeah, y'all, this is where we're at, you know, but, you know, I was telling the girls this morning that I want to start running again, you know, and like, that's one thing that has been helping me, you know, go through this breakup a lot is just like getting back into my routine, getting back into, you know, my solo workouts because I was working out with him 3 times a week, you know, and just like doing everything for me. And it's just felt so good.
I know. One thing we gonna do is hop back into a routine.
Right. No, and I really do feel like you just, I don't know. I just feel like in these past couple of weeks of me being single, like I just feel like I've just been thriving in every area of my life, you know, when like my friendship, and you know, like my work wise, you know, and it's just honestly like I'm just like, wow, this is just like the beginning of something, but like, you know, I had to unlock this other version of me, and it took me to go through a relationship like this to like see that, you know, because honestly like a lot of people would probably really settle for this.
No, for real.
And it's sad, but that's just
not emotional support like everyone needs. Like I think that was like the main thing that was like lacking for sure.
It was definitely a lot of the emotional support that just wasn't there, and honestly has been, it was a while that me just asking over and over again, like, I need this from you, like I need more of this, you know, and I just felt like it was just a slap in the face pretty much, you know, especially towards the end, you know. So yeah, guys, girls, ladies, do not, please do not settle. Yeah. Like, if, you know, I look back at Kiana's relationship, you know, not to bring it up, but like, you know.
Previous one.
You know, yeah, the previous one. Kiana sent us a video because she'll go into details. She just got back from a little vacation and she had sent us a video. And I think in the background, Angela was like, I think he was recording you, and he was like, come here, I got you. And I was like, oh. It literally got me so emotional. And I was like, yo, it took her letting go of something that no longer served her and like completely close that chapter to allow Angelo to come into her life. And I was like, I looked at Pia, I was like, I'm just so proud of her. No, seriously, because a lot of women, like, we grieve either for too long or we try to hold on to what like doesn't serve us anymore, and it's honestly just blocking your blessings. And if it's one thing I learned, you know, is seeing Kiana go through that, and I'm like, it happened for her, like, so I know it's gonna happen for me.
Look at me as a testimony. It's in the neighborhood. Look at me as a testimony. Like, it's just let go and let God.
You could have settled for that too.
That's what I'm saying.
You said no.
I already knew back then, like, I would even get like TikToks that'd be like, when are you going to stop selling for good enough? And I'm like, you're going to slap it in my face. Like, God is speaking to us all the time. He doesn't want us to suffer, you know? It's like on us to like read into what he's telling us. I love that. I like those nails.
Thanks. It's like
bubble bath?
No, it's M92.
You want to inspire?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna do
that. No, these are cute, right?
No, I need that because I don't even think you notice. I took my nails off yesterday. But yeah, guys, so it was so funny because literally last episode, I was like,
God,
it's so nice to just experience healthy relationships together. And I'm thinking, like, maybe it's not my time, but. But yeah, I mean, it was nice to like be a girlfriend with you.
No, yeah, it was a really good experience. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie,
it was fun while
it was very fun.
No, but next time, like, we're gonna be like, you're gonna have that better love.
Yeah,
and we will, like, your best friends will feel it, you know.
You know, and I think that
again, I always believe everything happens for a reason. You know, he came into my life for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, for me, it was like, I'm able to see these red flags way quicker now. Yeah. You know, like this lasted 4 months. A year ago me or 2 years ago me, this would have lasted 4 years maybe. You know, it would have taken me a very long time to see that, you know? But now, because like I've told you guys, like, I've just been doing the work for years, you know, that like, I'm like, I'm not going to settle. We don't got no settle in us. I can't do that to myself, you know? So.
No, we are God's best, so we deserve this thing.
Yeah.
And that's on period.
Yes, y'all. So, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. So, like, right before I left on my trip, Friday night, we had Night of Faith. This was their second one, right?
The second one that we've been to, yeah.
I think they've only had two.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was our second one, and I invited my boyfriend to go. You invited some girls to go.
It was a good night.
No, I loved it.
It felt good. I went out with the girls before. We had dinner, and then we all went together, and it was just such a powerful night. Like,
this is my first time bringing like a significant other with me, and I was like curious to like see how it would go, because I mean, this was another thing about, you know, Vanessa's relationship was like, you have to be wary of like, not saying like this person wasn't a man of God, but like you can't just fall for that.
You know?
Like, you should see the fruit in their life. You should like examine their relationship. It should like, you should be able to feel that. So like
ladies, every man of God, most men right now that are in church,
they're in there for a reason.
Yeah, they need to be healed.
They need to be healed.
So gotta,
the most important part is that personal relationship with God. And I think like a lot of times in the beginning, a woman will, it depends on where the man is in their life, but a woman will, you might get them like interested in knowing more about God. Yeah. And I think that that type of person goes a lot longer than the type who portrays authority, like they know everything about it, you know, because.
No, yeah. And I love this because I've seen, well, like I'm talking about like just Angelo, you know, like I've seen how like, he was just very open about it. Yeah. And like now he's like, he's going to church, you know, he has his routine. He sends you Bible plans. He's like telling you all these things. And like, you know, and also having you guys as like someone to look at the way that you guys are in your relationship and how like so supportive he is in every area. Yeah. Like any little win that you had, he'll be like, let's go celebrate, you know? And I'm like, I was missing that. But you know, it's just like, I love, like, that's how it should be, you know, like he is just so supportive in every area of your life. And I'm just like,
you're the one, man. You
better keep him around, girl.
I'm gonna keep him till he has me. But yeah, so I was a little like, not hesitant to ask him to go to Night of Faith with me. But honestly, like, I remember, like, you know how, I don't know if you've ever get like this, but it's just like, it's easier.
Was this his first time in church?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's easier to not ask or like ruffle any feathers, but I'm like, I'm going to continue to like let someone know like God is the most important thing in my life, and I can do that by like putting the invitation out there. So I asked him and he was like, yeah, of course we can go. So I was like a little, I knew this would be his, I don't know if it was his first time in this kind of setting, but like it was my first time bringing like a boyfriend. So I was like constantly out the corner of my eye, like seeing how he was experiencing it. And then like there was a portion where they asked us to like get on our knees, and I was like, oh, highlight is not playing games, we on our knees praying. And then of course pastor had a moment to like anoint everyone who wanted to go up and I be love anointed that part. And we both went up, he turned around and looked at me, he's like, should we like get prayed on together? And I was like, I don't know. Because I'm like, they don't know us as a couple, so I didn't want it to be like a weird thing. But we like, he went up and Pastor Josh laid hands on him, and then like I was right beside him getting prayed on, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like so special. Aww. Like
I saw you
pray
guys
for like stuff like this, of like just being so like authentic too. Yeah. Because I feel like
it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be forced. Like it doesn't have to be like, you know, like I'm making you do all these things. It just like, just let it flow, you know, and it feels so much better when the other person genuinely wants the same things that you want.
Yeah. Love that.
Whoa.
Hey, can I sit down with your chest? I'm
sick of this. For you.
For me.
No, it was a great night. Beautiful worship. And then he got to meet a lot of the other girls in my life, too. I'm just like, he's such a gentle giant.
Yes, he is. He's very sweet. He's a very caring person.
this is the Angelo show. But hopefully one day I can bring him on, because honestly, he has such a way with words too.
Yeah. I know. I would send her Kiana things. What would Angela say to this, Kiana?
Literally. Like, he teaches me so much, so I would love for him to be able to speak on this platform too. But yeah, Night of Faith was amazing as usual. And then you got a name for your business.
I did, guys.
So I
have talked about it. Rosa and I have been putting a lot of work behind the scenes. It's been months now. Where, you know, as you guys know, I'm also a content creator. And I have other clients that I do, you know, content for and, you know, logos and, you know, just help them with their business, growing their business. And, you know, Rosa was my mentee. And as I was getting to know her, you know, she was also doing this, starting this on the side on her own for about a year, which it was also a year for me by myself. And we both just really felt and I want to have her on the podcast so we can go more into detail about how we created this business. But we both felt like we both were missing a puzzle piece.
Yeah.
And the fact that God put us together and then everything just started we were just started uncovering every layer of our lives, and we were like, wow, we're literally, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So we linked arms and we finally came up with a business name, which is Intent Co. Woo! We wanted the name to be very intentional. Mm-hmm. So we were something that represents us and how we met and stuff like that. And we were like, okay, something intentional. Mm-hmm. We were let's go with Intent.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. We kept saying that name.
Yeah, I love that.
So it's just I get little goosebumps.
Yeah, it's Intent.
But we finally are having websites going up. We have our photo shoot this weekend, which is going to be super fun. And things are just, honestly, we had told ourselves whatever God wants, we've prayed on this business and, we're moving with God at the center of it, whatever he wants. And everything has just been moving very smoothly for us. All the doors have been opening up for us. So it doesn't feel like we should not be doing this, And, things has just been happening for us. And we had a launch date, which was going to be towards the end of summer. But now that things are moving super fast, we're thinking even right before summer, launching it. But, we'll see how it goes. But it is moving pretty fast. And shout out to our friend P over here. Woo! She is our little business mentor. so many gems. We should definitely do an episode next time she's around on business, because she's so smart and educated. Honestly, I feel so blessed having all these women in my life right now. And everything is happening for a reason. And I just have to continue to lean into it. So it's going to be good.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so proud of you guys. It's going to be a household name for sure.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, only you and P and Aracelis know. And it's just everyone, all of you guys say the same thing. Yeah. It's just going to be really big. And we feel it too. And it's we're kind of we're going in there, of course, scared and nervous. Mm-hmm. But it's just with God by our side, anything is possible,
Put me on a payroll. I'm about to be on everybody's team.
I know.
I love it. So, that's
awesome. Good things are happening. And that's what I'm telling you guys. Once, not that I'm saying that,
you gotta go break up with your man.
That's what I'm saying, that you gotta break up with your man. But, when you feel that feeling in your gut that you're meant for so much more, because this was also something that was lacking in our relationship, where I didn't really feel supported in my dreams as much as I wanted to by my partner. Once I closed that chapter,
this is how everything just started happening really fast with Intent Co. Like things just started happening, doors started opening, things just started falling into our laps, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that's God showing me that, like, girl, you obey me and like I'm gonna bless you.
Yeah.
So again, not to say go break up with your man, but like if someone is not serving you and you feel like you're gonna have to settle because like you're scared to put yourself back out there, like girl, let it go.
Yeah,
let it go.
Yeah,
but
not to bring it back to Angela. No, just like just speaking on like how it should feel when this man invests in you, like things that like I've put on the back burner for myself, like that he doesn't even necessarily know about, like our dreams of mine. He'll like speak life into them.
Oh,
he'll
I
be
love
like,
that.
You know, like I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do, like be a business partner with you and like help you with equipment or whatever, like so that.
That's what I'm saying. When a man invests in your dreams, like even to the littlest things, like for me, it was like, not to go into detail, but like I'll give an example, right? Like for me, it's like, wow, babe, like you love to take content. There's a new cafe down the street. Go with your girlfriends here. Like here's some money. Go with your girlfriends. Like it's just so simple, you know? But when like you, when someone doesn't pay attention to those details, it's just like, what are we really doing
here? Yeah. Like, you know? How much do you actually know me, or do you just like the idea of me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I love that because Angela always does that for you. Like he literally, he's like always like
affirming.
He's always affirming that side of him where it's like, you know, like just yesterday Kiana was editing a reel and he was like, oh my God, let's go buy you a camera. Yeah. Like, let's do this. Let's do that. And I looked at Kiana and I said, you really want to do that? Kiana's like, yeah. I was like, I didn't even know that, you know? And like, I'm her best friend of what, like 6 years now. And Angelo knows this of just like how many months. So I'm just like, dang, that's your man, girl.
There's my man. I'm going to stand beside him. But speaking of that, I don't want to be the type of person that's like, you know how you feel like when you enjoy something, you kind of feel a little like apologetic because I feel like it could come off like braggy, but I just feel like if it rubs people the wrong way,
then it's because they don't, they have never experienced
it. I'm not sorry. Because I don't want this episode to come off seeming like, oh, she's just, but you guys know what I've been through.
So yeah, like, no. Yeah.
Let me have you
here. Girl, I know.
Okay. Anyways, I just had to put that PSA. Just because
I get like, it. You know, from an outside, like someone from the outside that doesn't really know you as well. But yeah.
No, we're genuinely that. Happy over here.
Yeah. No, they really are.
We're genuinely happy over here. I'm just saying. Sometimes I feel like even just
I mean, there's people like that out there.
Yeah, you so can like put whatever you want on social media. So I just wanted to people. I'm not one of them peoples.
Yeah,
no, I'm just gonna not. Like. Yeah. So, anyways, we just left. Or we just came back from our first vacation.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
we went to the Dominican Republic. I had the idea like literally in January because his birthday was on the 28th and then Valentine's Day was obviously 2 weeks before that. So I was like, why don't we just not do Valentine's Day and then do like a vacation instead? And of course, true Angela fashion was like, no, we're going to do both. We're going to do Valentine's Day and a vacation.
Of course, so, I love that.
Literally, I was like, all right. We said no gifts, but we ended up doing gifts and everything. But...
As it should be.
Literally.
Period.
So we booked this beautiful all-inclusive vacation to the Dominican Republic. We went through cheapcaribbean.com. And we stayed at this resort called Melia Caribe. They have a bunch of little properties on that island in Punta Cana. And we stayed at the like family side. But honestly, that... Like, there wasn't a whole lot of family going on. But, yeah, so they had, like, an adult only. They had a family side, and then they had, like, a more VIP side. But the resort was super beautiful. The food was amazing. Like, the staff was great. The location of our room was perfect. Like, obviously, a resort is huge. And they had, like, the pool with the pool bar. We were literally, like, right in the middle of the beach, the restaurant, and the pool bar.
I want to go.
Literally, like, and we stayed for 5 days, 4 nights. And honestly, like, I kept telling him during our vacation, I was like, it's so weird. Like, I feel like this is a dream. Like, aww. It literally felt, I'm about to cry.
Don't!
It let it out. Felt like, she's like, don't let it out. It literally felt like a dream, because it's just like, this was my first, like, real vacation with, like, a man.
You okay over there?
A man.
A man.
So it was just, like, a special way to, like, celebrate his birthday, our love, and, we did a cute, like, I put together this, like, beach dinner for him.
Yeah, that was so cute.
It was so romantic.
He had no clue.
Literally no clue. And that was our first time doing, like a beach dinner, like, either of us. So that was just, like, really nice. I was like, people are probably thinking we're, like, about to get married or something. About to propose or something. But it was just, like, even just, like, doing something like that, just, mm-hmm. like, just because, like, it was just really nice. And we just talked a lot and, like, prayed over our future, which is so crazy because last year I went to DR when I was single and like prayed for a man.
Yes.
So like to get to return with that man and like pray over our future was just like beautiful for me. And it was just like I'm literally living in an answered prayer. Like you can see it. So it's just like another testament to trust God.
Whew.
Trust that man.
Ah.
Trust that man. Yes. But yeah, the resort was beautiful. The time was beautiful. Like 10 out of 10, I would recommend.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That is so crazy. Like, yeah. You literally were there last year.
Like, living it up, single. And I was like, I literally left so much, like, hurt there and, like, prayed to God and was like, this is the type of man that I want. And then to be able to come back the next year with the prayer answered, it was just like, wow. God's going to do what he want to do.
Hallelujah. Yeah, no, he is. So you just have to be... You know, have that faith, be intentional, and just, you know, always put him at the center of everything, you know, and girl.
And never lose sight that God has brought you those things because, like, it's so easy to be in love and then to, like, get into this love bubble and be like, oh, you know, like, God who? But, you know, like, that's why God doesn't deliver things when we want them to because he knows we'll forget about him.
Cool. That's a word. Yes.
So
it's true.
Don't forget about him.
We're all human, you know, and I catch myself, you know, mm-hmm. like lately I've been like, I don't want you to press a little harder, you know, like I feel like I've been losing just a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, but like, you know, it's good to catch yourself and just, you know, continue diving back into it.
Yeah. And we're human. Like we're always literally always going to fall short of God's glory, but the intent is to like continue to seek him even in those times.
Yeah.
That has been what has been up with us.
Hallelujah!
Next episode, we're going to have
Katie coming back, yes.
To record. It's going to be like, it's going to be fire.
No, it's going to be good.
The next couple of guests we have coming up are going to be really good. We're really excited for the growth of this podcast as well. And just keep leaning into like the platform God has given us and just...
Keep saying your prayers because
praying for this to keep growing. Yeah,
the enemy has been trying.
Yeah, Vanessa been fighting me for clothes.
Shut up. No, I have not.
The devil gonna keep trying to separate us, but he can't. What God has brought together will not.
You know, man, like, cannot separate. Anyways.
But as always, guys, thanks for tuning in as we share our journey on the road to a happy, healthy, and healed life, one episode at a time.
All right, guys, catch you next time. Have a good day. Bye.